This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The first casualty of war is the truth. And if the American people knew the truth about U.S. interference in Ukraine, they might not be so eager to start World War III. During World War II, Western Ukraine sided with the Nazis. After the war, the CIA helped Ukrainian Nazis evade the Nuremberg trials and began operating with them within the Ukraine. After decades of CIA infiltration, the Ukrainian People's Movement emerged in 1989 and gave birth to extremist groups Svoboda, Trident, and Right Sector. Neo-Nazi groups pushing for the ethnic cleansing of Ukraine. Extremist groups cultivated by the CIA, supported by the U.S. State Department, and used by the IMF to bring Ukraine to heel. When Yanukovych beat NATO-backed Yushchenko in the 2010 elections, his government was being pressured into signing an EU association agreement by the International Monetary Fund in their typical conquer-by-debt offer that would financially ruin the Ukraine and place them at the mercy of the World Bank. Yanukovych declined their offer. And in today's corrupt world, you're not allowed to say no to the IMF. Funded by Western NGOs associated with George Soros and the CIA, a highly organized color revolution was immediately deployed against Yanukovych. Organizations such as the National Endowment for Democracy trained activist journalists to utilize Facebook, along with three brand new television networks created within weeks, to recruit people for the protests. This Western-run media campaign was a huge success. The turnout was massive. The CIA has been orchestrating revolutions their entire career, and the first step to their simple formula is to convince people to take to the streets in peaceful protest. They then use agitators to goad the police into violence, and state-run media to ignite the crowd with emotionally charged reports of sacred victims. On November 30, 2013, the Ukrainian chief of staff, associated closely with the U.S. State Department, ordered the streets to be cleared of protesters for the erection of the annual Christmas tree. When the police arrived, they were met by a highly aggressive and well-organized faction of Ukraine's Right Sector, who provoked the police into a violent reaction against peaceful protesters, which is all the Western intelligence media reported on. Predictably, this resulted in more unrest and violence, which was further fueled by U.S. Senator John McCain's support of the protests. Leaked phone calls reveal that the U.S. State Department was orchestrating this coup d'etat from within the U.S. Embassy with support from Vice President Joe Biden. On February 20th, unidentified snipers firing from government buildings occupied by the protesters began firing into the crowd, killing people on all sides. Yanukovych's home and offices were taken by armed mobs, and a new government was put into place with a neo-Nazi element that went on to accept the IMF's spurious loan offer and began murdering the Russian-speaking population of Ukraine in Donbass. As a result of this Western-created quagmire, 96% of the people in Crimea voted in favor of joining Russia. And while the nation celebrated, Western media reported that they were invaded by Russia. Their proof? A Russian military presence, which has existed there since 1804. Supporting a criminal war against Russia does not make you a patriot. It makes you a useful idiot of the globalist banking cartel, the very same entities waging war on all of humanity with vaccine passports and experimental jabs. A righteous patriot would call out his government for war crimes. And through fraud and deceit, the United States government has been the world's biggest purveyor of war crimes for decades. All in the name of spreading McDonald's, genetically modified foods, and sexual perversions worldwide. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalist. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality, storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality, storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality, storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship, but I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
Hi, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host today. So glad to be with you. So much news, so little time to go over it. But I do want to invite my guest, Joel Skousen, on the show. He's been coming on my show for years and also on InfoWars. And so Joel Skousen will be joining me. He is the editor of WorldAffairsBrief.com and a political scientist by training, specializing in the philosophy of law, constitutional theory, also a designer of high-security residences and retreats. His latest book is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, and of course, get your subscription to worldaffairsbrief.com. Hi, Joel. Nice to be with you today.
Nice to be with you, Kate.
Well, get us up to speed on the situation in Ukraine and Russia, how you see it, what's going on up to today's news. Can't wait to hear from you.
Well, it's awfully hard to get accurate information because both sides are, you know, promoting their version of victory. But the best that I can tell from legitimate military sources is that Russia has captured all of the Donbass region. The southern part is gone, but that it has turned to shelling cities now that they haven't been able to capture, and they haven't been able to negotiate a surrender by the Ukrainian government yet. And so Kharkiv, the center of the town, has been destroyed by artillery. There's another city in the south, as well as Mariupol, which are under And this is clearly untrue. It's really a sad situation. But the war essentially the city is prepared to defend itself, and the Javelin missiles that the U.S. and NATO have sent in have been very effective. Russian tanks. So even though this would be over in a week or two, we mustn't underestimate the Ukraine resistance. It is toughening up, and it looks like that the Russians are going to have a tough time conquering the country.
Are they using all the arguments they have?
The forces are overwhelming eventually. We've got to remember that Putin has not put in his first-line forces yet. He's put in a lot of T-72 tanks, knowing that they're going to absorb some losses with these Javelin missiles. He doesn't want to put in his top-level tanks, of which he doesn't have a lot there. The Armada tank is not in the game yet, just T-72s and T-80s, which have limited effectiveness.
Why do you think he's holding back?
Well, one of the major reasons is to stop the U.S. from eavesdropping or detecting what his top-of-the-line military tactics and equipment are or capable of doing. Remember, that's what the Russians were doing by allowing the war in Iraq to go forward, not defending Saddam Hussein like they claimed they were, because they wanted to eavesdrop on U.S. military effectiveness, especially gain the radar signatures and ECM, or electronic countermeasure signatures, that of the U.S. using for their air defense and to jam Soviet missiles. So the Russians are trying to deny the U.S. That information. I think that's one of the reasons, other than the fact, too, that they want to keep their best in reserve until a lot of these weapons in Ukraine are used up, so that their higher-level tanks are not subject to destruction.
Mm. So what happens next with Russia? As far as Donbass goes, isn't a majority of that Russian, right?
That's correct. And, you know, the piece by Greg Reese that was played in the intermission here was a very, very sophisticated piece of really dumb analysis and mixed truth and half-truths. I wish I had time to go through all of it in a transcript. But let me explain one of the first things. Remember that the boundaries of Ukraine were created by Russia, not the West. Russia is the one that put the Russian-speaking sectors of Donbass in the borders of Ukraine. And that's the same reason they put Russians into the Baltic states, into Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, so that they'd have the excuse to intervene someday in the name of protecting the Russian minority. But it is not true that the Ukrainians were killing the Russian minority. This was false claims. In fact, the artillery duel that started this war was started by the Russian forces, which used stealth forces dressed in civilian clothes to take over militarily the Donbass region. And they're the ones who started that artillery duel, which the Ukrainians responded. That's just what Putin wanted as the entree into justifying the beginning of this war. So we've got to remember that Russia has a vested interest in taking back the states of the former Soviet Union. One of the keys, and I might say that in Friday's World Affairs Brief, I'm going to cover the rash of bad analysis from the conservative right. And, you know, it's really sad when people who are legitimately anti-globalists can only see the globalist evil and tend to think that if globalists are against Putin, he must be the good guy. Or if the globalists are against China, they must be the good guy. Unfortunately, my good friend Ron Paul started this decades ago in his legitimate anti-interventionist policies against the neocons who were interventing in the Middle East. And he came to the conclusion that anybody the globalists must be fighting must be innocent or the good guys. Well, that was true to a certain extent in Syria and in Iraq. He hadn't really attacked it until we gave him the go-ahead to go into Ukraine. We set him up for the Iraq war. It wasn't true in Kosovo. We falsified the attack of the Serbians on the Kosovarians so that we could justify intervening there. So the globalists have done a lot of bad things, et cetera, but we mustn't underestimate the fact that Russia and China are building massive weapons of mass destruction. They're not defensive. They are not intended to, you know, because they think that the globalists are going to attack them. The globalists have to wait until Russia and China attack the West, which is going to give them the excuse to drive the United States out of American sovereignty into a militarized global government in response. But there's two things that I use, Kate, to determine whether or not a conservative who's defending Putin against the so-called globalist intervention understands what's real. Number one, do they buy into the phony fall of the Soviet Union? They all do. They all talk about when the Soviet Union fell. Well, the Soviet Union never really fell. The communists just went underground. They faked their own demise. They gave orders to Erich Honecker to let the protests go forward in Leipzig. They gave orders to tear down the Berlin Wall or to allow the wall to be torn down. They gave orders to the various dictators to quit and to go into exile, and only Nicolae Ceaușescu refused, and they shot him, and they killed he and his wife. The communists shot him. So this was a phony coup. So was the claimed failed coup to capture Gorbachev in his undefended villa. I mean, we're to believe that the KGB had overthrown multiple governments, couldn't capture Gorbachev in his undefended villa, and then the ministers of defense, KGB, and GRU fled for their lives? Well, these are the people who hold the power over all military and law enforcement. Who are they fleeing from? Well, I and Christopher Story of the UK were the only journalists at that time that blew the whistle on this phony fall. But every one of the globalist publications and the mainstream media bought into it because it suited their globalist agenda, that is, to protect Russia from criticism and to allow the world to believe that the communism had fallen so that we could open our doors to sending them aid and trade. We built the entire, rebuilt the entire oil industry in Russia based on the phony fall of the Soviet Union. But believe me, KGB head, Colonel Vladimir Putin is not a Christian. He's building churches and attending church just to further this disinformation campaign that he's a Christian to fool American conservatives. And he's doing a pretty good job of it. And that's what worries me, is that Christians are buying into this. And the second thing, Kate, the most important thing, in their recitation of why the CIA is guilty of creating this problem in Ukraine, is they claim that the CIA is the one who did this coup against legitimately elected President Yanukovych in 2014, where he had to flee for his life. Well, it is true that the Endowment for Democracy gave funds gave aid and education to the people to foment part of this color revolution. The revolution right. would not.
We'll come back. We'll talk about this in just a moment. More with Joel Skousen, my guest, Kate Daly Show. Kate Daly, I'm your co-host. And also, we have a lot to hear from Joel Skousen, editor of World of...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our Grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Nice to be with you, Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, your guest host today. I really appreciate being here with you today. My guest is Joel Skousen, editor of World Affairs Brief. Joel, we were just talking about the money to maybe help the coup. And you were talking about Victoria Nuland. She had a leaked phone call in which some things came to light about the funding of that. We had Barack Obama admitting to CNN that he had brokered a deal for the transition of power in Ukraine. And then we have John Kerry talking about the $1 billion that went over. So what is your take on
So you blanked out on the feed. I didn't get the actual question.
Okay. So in 2014, who was behind the coup?
Well, the key piece of information that is missing from all of these commentaries, and I covered it in 2014 when that coup actually happened, and it was in the Greg Reese piece that I was objecting to at the beginning of this show. He talks about the protesters bursting forth and going and invading the presidential palace and then causing President Yanukovych to flee for his life. But what he failed to mention, and this is the key point, is that the Berkut, the riot police in Ukraine, were ordered to stay in their barracks, and there was no one surrounding the protesters. And there was all of the guards of the presidential palace stayed in their barracks. So the presidential palace was wide open, so was the Rada, the legislature, all the government buildings. And all the protesters, as they were going through these things, were saying, "Where are all the guards?" It's the same thing during the phony fall of the Soviet Union. The student protesting in support of Yeltsin were saying, "Where's the KGB? They're usually shadowing us or arresting us when this was happening." Or the Stasi in the Leipzig student protest. The student protests were saying, "Where's the Stasi?" They're looking around over their shoulders to see if they were going to be arrested. They were nowhere to be found. Well, who could give orders to the Berkut to stay in their barracks? Could the CIA have done that? Not at all. It was Yanukovych who could only give the orders for them to stay in their barracks. You see, on the Thursday prior to this breakout, Yanukovych had called a leader of the so-called protest leaders. And the people in the street said, "These aren't our leaders. These are phony leaders." And, you know, Greg Reese made a big point about, you know, the CIA creating neo-Nazi parties all throughout the opposition. Well, there's no proof of that, actually, that these were created by the CIA. The Russians do the same thing. The Russians create neo-Nazi parties. The U.S. deep state creates neo-Nazi parties. There are no real neo-Nazis in the United States, all created by government. And this is the point, is that why would the globalists give or hand Putin an excuse, which he used in the invasion of Ukraine to stop these neo-Nazis? Why would they hand him this excuse? But here's the point, is that the coup could not have succeeded were it not for Yanukovych for telling the Berkut, the riot police, to stay in their barracks. That's proof that this was a phony coup, not a true coup. And what was the result of it? Pyotr Poroshenko came in as president. And he was a plant. He was a pro-Russian hack, friend of the various oligarchs of Putin, claiming to be pro-Ukrainian, promising the Russian people that they, throughout Ukraine, that they could speak their own language, that they would not be harassed. And as soon as he became president, he said they could, he antagonized them. He said, "You can't speak your own language." He began to oppress them by saying, you know, "You can't practice this and that, and you have to be under our control." Well, he was doing that specifically to hand Putin the excuse, you know, to invade. So you see, Kate, these things are very complex. both the Russians and our globalists are our enemies. Both of them use deception. Both are masters of deceit. Both play both sides. Both fund neo-Nazis to demonize. Both control opposition parties. You see what I'm saying? You can't weave a narrative like Greg Reese did, blaming everything on the globalists, without understanding. Look at corruption in Ukraine, which they also talk about. We're, you know, Putin's there to end corruption. Well, who started the corruption? You've got to remember, these are all former Soviet states where all the bureaucrats within the country were taking bribes. Corruption was endemic in all of the countries. They had phony right-wing leaders even to take over these countries. Look at Lech Walesa in Poland, supposedly in charge of the anti-Soviet Solidarity Union. He ended up being a Soviet agent. So was Lech Walesa of Czechoslovakia, this so-called Western, pro-Western poet. Zelensky is the only one that has not been a pro-Russian puppet. Tymoshenko was pro-Russian puppet, and so was Poroshenko. So you see, the Russians were doing that, not the globalists. The Russians... you know, took advantage of the corruption in all the energy factors. Even Tymoshenko got millions of dollars through the energy thing. Well, if she were truly anti-Russian, she wouldn't have been able to get any of those money. It's really interesting that in the anti-Zelensky stuff that's come out recently in the press, in the right-wing press, they're quoting an opposition party saying they have evidence that Zelensky has transferred billions of dollars through various oligarchs to a Miami bank account and bought certain jewelry and other things and laundered the money, this and that. And, you know, I responded to these things and said, look, this is too good to be true evidence. No private party, no political party has the ability to trace those kinds of transactions. Only governments do. This is an intelligence operation. I mean, just to be able to trace laundering of money through various oligarchs to get it to Zelensky. And look, none of us can disprove any of this because we don't have access. We can't trace these back. You know, we can't check it, and they don't provide any of the banking records for us to check. This is either made up of whole cloth or they simply tracked oligarch transfer money and said it's going to Zelensky. But I don't see the proof there. And so far, Zelensky is not showing that he's a puppet. He's really trying to resist the Russian forces and not giving in easily.
So why did Putin wait so long? The 8 years?
You know, it's hard when you're dealing with multiple conspiracies to know exactly what's in their mind. I can tell you that most of the people that go along with the globalists in the United States are not knowing conspiracy. They don't know the globalists are going to lead us into World War III, a very destructive war. They don't know the end game. They just know that they're going along to get along because they're rewarded. They're not criticized by the press. They continue to get reelected. They take money. They are allowed to invest in the stock market and get wealthy, as most congressmen do. So this issue of conspiracy is very complex in terms of who really knows what's going on at the top levels. Well, Putin obviously knows, but you know, it used to be when Yeltsin took over the Soviet Union that the original oligarchs who were controlling the Politburo, who brought Brezhnev to power, were behind the scenes. People like Boris Berezovsky, who became head of the Commonwealth of Independent States, Grudzinski and Khodorkovsky of the oil magnate. These were the original communist leaders behind the scenes that were behind Brezhnev. And after the phony fall of the Soviet Union, they came forward and instructed the state bank of Russia to lend them the money to buy up the oil industry, to buy up the media industry. So that's how they became oligarchs.
We're going to come right back. More with Joel Skousen, editor at World Affairs Brief. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Good to be with you today. But we'll be right back. We have a lot to talk about. What was the end game of all of this? And if they're all on coming from that side.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show. Nice to be with you today. My guest is Joel Skousen from, of course, worldaffairsbrief.com. He is the editor of that, and I welcome him back. I'm always open to points of view, to different ways to discuss this matter, because obviously something has taken place there. It started a long time ago, but the last 8 years have been pretty eventful. And so what were the last 8 years? What was the object of this last 8 years, do you think, for Russia? and for us. I'm going back to Obama's statement again when he said we had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine. And so what was the outcome of this in your mind, Joel? What was the benefit or what was the drawback of this last 8 years in Ukraine?
Well, you've got to remember that Putin is playing the long game. As I was talking to you before the break, the original oligarchs came out of Russia and began to become wealthy and rule Russia with the puppet Yeltsin. He was incompetent, so they brought a KGB colonel, ruthless, not Christian, atheist, to the forefront to run. He eventually overthrew the original oligarchs. Berezovsky he had killed and assassinated in London. He exiled Grzynski in jail, Khodorkovsky, and the various others had a demise. So now we have a transition to the behind-the-scenes communists running the power to a strong man like Stalin, Lenin, or Khrushchev. That's what Putin is now, and he is really running things ruthlessly. The party is still very active behind the scenes running a bureaucracy, and you hear still in the Kremlin, people down to the party says this, the party says that. And they're not talking about Putin's United Party. They're talking about the Communist Party, which still rules. So what's happening is that the goal of faking their own demise was to get Western aid and trade and technology so that they could rebuild their military structure and gain back the loss that they had during the Reagan administration where they were getting very much behind. So one of the reasons for waiting 8 years to take back Ukraine is that, remember, when you're going to go up against the West, or potentially, you've got to be ready militarily. And so he had to wait this particular time until he's really rebuilt the military, which he clearly has. I mean, they are far superior in military throw weight. Our missiles, our 400 Minuteman missiles have only one warhead on them now. They've taken the three off and put one on as just part of the December. And he's got, you know, the new Sarmat missile with 15 maneuvering warheads on it, massive missiles, mobile and in underground bunkers that cannot be touched by our submarines. He's got hypersonic missiles. He's got massive artillery forces in his conventional armies, which he hasn't hardly used yet in this. So he's playing a very sophisticated long game of reconstituting the Soviet Union. Now, notice when he started this, he said, I need a buffer zone between NATO. I don't want U.S. forces or missiles on my border. So I've got to take Ukraine as a buffer zone. Well, look, he's already got three NATO countries, the Baltics, on his border with missiles. Well, they don't have missiles, but, we potentially could have. So that excuse is really a lame excuse. It's very clear that the globalists are not going to stop Putin in this. They're going to let him have his way. It doesn't matter what kind of arms you throw at him. It's going to slow down. It's going to make Russia pay a price. It's going to allow Russia to be rightly demonized in the West. And I've always said in the World Affairs Brief, the globalists in the media will protect Russia and China until World War III gets very, very close, and then they'll start to demonize when it's too late to stop it. And this is one of the reasons why they're letting this go forward. It's true that, Ukraine is shipping some old line fighters, Russian fighters from the former Soviet states back to Ukraine, though it's very problematic because all the airfields have been busted up. Where are they going to land? I don't know. They're shipping more Javelin missiles and things, but these are just Band-Aids. Without U.S. intervention or a no-fly zone, for example, the U.S. put a no-fly zone over Croatia. They put a no-fly zone over Iraq. They put a no-fly zone over Libya. These are not our countries. They have nothing to do with U.S. interests. So Ukraine has no U.S. interest, but why do we put a no-fly zone over there? Because if you get rid of Russian superiority and air power, then you give a chance for the Ukrainian army to survive. We could do that. In fact, it would put us head-to-head with Russian aircraft, and it's not ready for World War III yet. That's one of the reasons why the globalists aren't doing this. But we could actually, with our F-35s, do a lot of damage to the Russian Air Force because nothing competes with the F-35's ability to target targets, multiple targets out at 200 miles. The Russians can't do that. And so it would be very effective. And I think the Russians would back down if we would do that. So Biden's State of the Union address and Germany's chancellor saying, we will not tolerate this. We will not tolerate, you know, just so much hot air. They are going to tolerate it and let it happen. It does serve the globalist purpose of eventually, you know, demonizing Russia, which I think is a problem, which they've been protecting for so long, and alerting the American people that Russia really is an enemy. Unfortunately, Mitt Romney, our traitorous senator from Utah, is making hay about this, saying, I was right all the time about Russia being a lethal threat. Well, China's also a lethal threat. He's not criticizing China.
Yeah. What about the move with SWIFT banking? What's your take on that?
Well, it's only a partial move. It's partial move. It's not a total cutoff of SWIFT of Russia. You have to watch these sanctions. For example, the so-called sanction against the Nord Stream pipeline was only stopping the certification at the end of the line. It's not stopping construction. They're going to continue to construct the pipeline while the sanction is in place. But the SWIFT banking thing has caused, let me put it this way, banks outside can still use SWIFT to talk to Russia. They've just cut off Russia's ability to talk through SWIFT, to clear things through the SWIFT system with other banks. And it's had a dramatic effect in Russia. The banks are having runs on them. The ruble is down to about $105 U.S. dollars, meaning it's worth about a penny for every U.S. dollar, and down about 25%. So it really is hurting. And they are now starting, under great criticism, to sanction the Russian oil system. You know, the U.S. stupidly imports Russian oil. And Biden is being pressured to stop that. He's resisting. He says that'll drive up gas prices. Well, this whole affair is driving up gas prices. You're stopping fracking, you know, is the one that mostly drove up gas prices. I was just appalled at the State of the Union marriage message, you know, promising to stop the border influx. I mean, who believes that? You know, promising to defend Ukraine. And to say inflation is only temporary and that you can just simply cut costs and start to build in the United States instead of overseas. Well, that doesn't cut costs. It's much more expensive to build in the United States. I mean, this is just an irrational show of stupidity to the American people.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know that anyone was expecting anything else last night. Of course, he's not going to say anything that isn't a complete lie to the American people. And chalking it up as the most important speech since the 90s, that was another thing, you know, a chalk mark for being a buffoon. I mean, the guy's a buffoon. We all know it. And I didn't expect anything from what I heard last night. But I appreciate you weighing in on this. I think you have a different take than a lot of people on this, and I am all for listening to all kinds of different takes because I always want to know what the outcome is. And so I appreciate you coming on with me. But I think there's so many things at hand here, is there not? There's so many things the American people don't understand about all these relationships.
And it's very complex. Hey, look, I've been studying conspiracy and deep state for years. I'm an expert on it. And it would take me an hour just to go through the complexity of taking apart this Greg Reese video and showing how this is true, but this is not. And this implies this, but that's wrong. And this, I mean, it's very, very complex what's going on. And I don't expect the American people to get that. But that's one of the reasons why I put out the World Affairs Brief every week. And I'm going to give a detailed explanation of this disinformation campaign. Not that these people are evil. I'm not trying to cast dispersions. But if people want to get a free sample of this Friday's brief, they can go to worldaffairsbrief.com and click on request a sample on Friday, and they'll get that brief.
Thank you, Joel. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, back with you. So glad you're joining me, too, and so glad to be here. Thank you, Alex. And there's a couple of things I want to mention, and I really appreciate Joel Skousen coming on. I've been talking with Joel Skousen for years. I can't forget that Obama said to CNN that he had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine specifically. I can't forget Nuland's leaked phone call where she, you know, said the words that she said, you know, F the EU and we're going in and we're helping financially. That to me says that we're very much behind that coup in 2014 and we had a vested interest in Ukraine. And I'll tell you why. But we also, with the loans, were obviously doing things. Even John Kerry, at the time U.S. Secretary of State, announced that Washington was preparing $1 billion in loans for the coup-imposed government of Ukraine. You know, he didn't say coup, but this is how it was categorized, of course. And then we had, remember the report of Obama's guy hiring 800 Blackwater mercenaries deployed on the ground in Ukraine, and then also another $1 billion sent over, and then, of course, $5 billion more. So there's been a lot of money, and there's been a lot of corporations and a lot of our, I can't call them leaders because I don't have that much respect for them, but the Romneys, the Pelosis, the Kerrys, the Bidens, all having children work in corporations there, setting up corporations and so forth. And of course, Ukraine being the biggest donor to the Clinton Foundation. That's something that's, you need to keep in mind as well. Also, on that same note, we have probably about $7.5 billion also reported going into Ukraine. So when you take in all this information and you're looking at it as a whole, there's a lot of things that we have been doing, and there's a vested interest that we have in Ukraine. Can't forget that. And I'm really looking at all points of view because I feel like I never want to be somebody that's made up my mind completely and only agree with myself and only agree with what I've come up with. And this is why I listen to Joel. I listen to Tom Mullen. I listen to a lot of different people explain the situation. And then I'm looking on the ground and saying, why, if you're putting in your Russian puppets in Ukraine, is it only to acquire this money to give up Ukraine and take Ukraine back after 8 years? And then I'm reading accounts of people on the ground saying how the Ukrainian leadership was going after and helping to murder, rape, kill the Russians in Donbass. So there's a lot of different stories. And then on top of all of that, you have the DOD Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA, funding 11 laboratories, right? 11 laboratories in which they're doing, you could consider it bioweapon now just because of the fact that we have been dealing with gain of function and all of course, turning diseases into bioweapons. And so this was the criticism of Russia going into the border, was that we actually had all of these labs. We had put a lot of money into these labs. So there are some big things going on with that specifically that I think play a huge part in this. In fact, Ukraine has no control over the military biolaboratories on its own territory. And according to the 2005 agreement with the U.S. DOD and Ministry of Health of Ukraine, the Ukrainian government is prohibited from public disclosure of all the sensitive information about us, and Ukraine is obliged to transfer to the U.S. Department of Defense dangerous pathogens for biological research. Now, the fact checkers got on this and said, oh, nothing to see here, folks. Don't worry about this. It's a few animals, no big deal. Yeah, I don't believe that for a hot second. The Pentagon has been granted access to certain state secrets of Ukraine in connection with the projects under their agreement. Biowarfare scientists under diplomatic cover. We have among the set of bilateral agreements with the U.S. and Ukraine is the establishment of the Science and Technology Center in Ukraine. A lot of money being funneled through there. And they are an international organization funded mainly by us. All right, which has accorded diplomatic status. We also know that some things have been sort of leaked out as far as bioweapon, if you want to call it that, in disease. And Ukrainians, we've had Ukrainians dying from swine flu. We've had Ukrainians dying from all kinds of things that they've been working on possibly in these labs. So, of course, these labs do pose a threat. You can't ignore that. We also, everything from cholera to you name it. I mean, they were working on some serious things in these labs. So the fact checkers, you know, whatever that means, to liberals in a basement, whatever. All I know is that these bio labs do pose a threat. Then also, you're looking at a situation where we have minerals in the ground and we have Ukraine as the number one producers of a gas that goes into the chips. You know, the reason that you are having a hard time buying a truck, the reason you're having a hard time buying a lot of things that present with chips. And so this market is huge. We also know that the Ukraine was to invest more than $333 million in its uranium mining industry over 5 years. when that announcement took place, right, that was according to the concept of the development of nuclear energy industry. It was prepared by the Ministry of Energy of Ukraine. Ukraine intends to fully cover requirements of its nuclear power plants and produce uranium from 2027. They were going to be doing that domestically, and Kiev is planning to reach this target by developing the reserves of uranium deposits. And so for these purposes, they're planning to allocate investments in the amount of $9 billion, in their economy, which is about $333 million in ours over the next 5 years. Does that have a lot to do with what is going on? In the big picture, when you're really looking at this whole situation, and you start to see how our utilities push the White House not to sanction Russian uranium, how the conflicts of minerals fund a war, how Afghanistan's vast reserves of mineral and natural gas can be at stake, pipelines, utilities, everything. Is it much more than we know, than we think? And if the Ukrainians were cheering on the deaths of innocent Russians, men, women, and children in Donbass, wouldn't we have a problem with that? Why are we only getting out the signs now? Every time the media tells us who to hate and who to love, what to see, what not to see, what your eyes are telling you, what your eyes are not telling you, every time the government seeks to do this, I usually go the other way, because then you know you can find some truth. So if the government is making Zelensky a hero, I just watched the music video in which he's wearing S&M, black leather, high heels with four other guys, singing the sultry songs. Yeah, uh-huh. Good guy. Anyway, the pictures of him in the military garb, those were taken. Those were taken back in April 9th of 2021. But they're being flown around the internet as if he's standing there and fighting for his country. I don't believe it. Just like the tank, when you see the tank roll over the car, who's in the tank? Who was positioned to take that video? Right? Right at the right time. Why is one single car on the highway, and why is it waiting to leave until the tank arrives anyway? There are too many questions, because we have been shown footage before that was a complete lie. The little boy on the shore that was dead sparked everybody's emotions to go in and invade Syria. Then we come to find out that the little boy is alive. The guys taking the pictures as supposedly dead soldiers getting up with death makeup on, getting up after taking those photos. Do you believe anything you see? I don't. In fact, I don't believe any of it. In fact, I want to look at what's underground, what's in this big stake for them, what does Russia get out of this, and what don't they get out of this? Can you trust Putin to tell the truth? Well, has he been empire building for 50 years? I don't see the empire building take place, but I see us empire building. I have a whole list of countries that we have done that to, lied about the leaders. And whenever we see a demonization, This in so much of a frenzy that people are, you know, he's the equivalent of Satan himself, then I wonder, wait a minute here, something is very, very wrong with this picture. And since I have been studying the deep state, I will say that, did COVID do enough? Will this meet some goals into the Great Reset? Absolutely. Absolutely. Is this a war between pandemics? Is the other shoe going to drop? I don't believe there was a pandemic. That would mean people were dying around you. People weren't dying around you. They were only dying in ICUs. But will the next one that drops be more dangerous? These are the questions I'm asking. And I'm asking, Russia's role in all of this. For some reason, I don't get that he's trying to take us over. I just don't. But that's just me. I'm Kate Daly. I'm your guest host, The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Come join us. We're live 3 hours a day across the nation every day. Really appreciate this. Thanks for listening to InfoWars.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.